This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Big Ed Warnsing, it's good to see you, my friend.
Nice seeing you.
Let's talk about TVs. We've got the NCAA basketball tournament coming up. We've got the NHL playoffs. We've got Major League Baseball about ready to start. The NBA playoffs. You've got some marvelous TVs that people can
We're the only independent between Springfield and St. Louis selling TVs anymore. We're nuts, but we're selling them. We sell Sony, LG, Samsung, and some of the newest stuff, organic light emitting diode.
Now, you've got to explain to me about what we were about this organic light emitting diode.
They're three credit cards thick is the size of the television screen. Three credit cards thick. And we have some new Sonys. They're not in yet. We're waiting for them. Everyone complains about sound is not good on the flat screen TVs. These have asymmetrical surface speakers. The speakers are built into the screen of the television. So it acts as an entire 55-inch would be a 55-inch speaker looking at you from the face of the screen.
Holy mackerel.
So some
that,
of us
That
guys,
would blow you out of your chair, wouldn't it?
Yes. So some of us guys like me who have hubcaps for eardrums, we could hear it a lot better.
And enjoy the experience of the movie or the sporting event or whatever you have.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
That's great. Plus, and one thing you always talk about, Ed, is service.
Yes.
Taking care of the customer.
We're there to
And
take
that's
care
the
of
reason
the
you're still in business today.
Right. 58 years we've been in business, and we're now in the third generation with son Douglas. So we're having lots of fun and enjoying business, that's for sure.
So we've got TVs, and of course, with all these playoffs and these sporting events coming along, that's a great place to start. But with warmer weather coming along.
Right. Broil King, the only that we know of in this area grill that's built in America. Huntington, Indiana. It has 2-year warranty on the burner tubes, 10 years
of all
parts.
None of this 90-day stuff.
No.
Okay.
And a lot of people complain about their grill that they bought last year from the box store and it rusted out in a year and a half. These have real warranties to them, and they're very, very well built units. Broil King, and we sell them in the store. Ben, we sold them about a year now, and we're selling more and more as people realize the quality of the product.
Can you get them in real big sizes? You know, if you have a huge family. I mean,
oh yes,
like a gigantic.
You can get huge ones,
yeah.
But they start at $299. You know, they're not real expensive. And then you can go up, you can get burners on the side, huge grills on them. You could buy anything you want to with them. But again, they're built in Huntington, Indiana by Americans. That's what we really like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's talk about the sleep center.
Yes, our sleep center. We bought two buildings, and now we have six buildings side by side in downtown Litchfield.
Beautiful downtown Litchfield.
Beautiful downtown Litchfield. And we're just bringing in Tempur-Pedic beds, but Sealy, Posturepedic beds, they should be in within the next week. And we'll have 20-some-odd beds on display in the store so that you have a lot to choose from. And we have beds for people. I'm a big boy, but we have beds that will take care of people up to 500 pounds. Mm. So if you have a hard time finding a bed and you're a big guy like I am, we've got them in the store ready for you.
Ed, one thing I wanted to point out is that you don't get involved in selling products that you don't believe in.
Correct. That's correct. And there's some things that we get lots of offers to sell. We refuse to sell them for various reasons.
And you're not one of these guys that just talks to a salesman. You actually go and take a look at these things.
Oh.
I mean, most people don't believe how much you travel to actually check out the wares that you sell.
Just last week, I was in Detroit, talked to a lot of GE dealers up there and what's going on in the business. With 2 weeks, my wife and I are going to Orlando, Florida. There'll be 2,000 of us at the World Marriott Center. Not only do we see all the new product, we also do a lot of talking back and forth to other independent business owners.
Do you ever get a chance to meet with the manufacturers and say, hey, I've got a customer that suggested this or suggested that, and you're able to bend their ear a little bit.
Yes, we have. In fact, we've had some major meetings where that my buddies will kind of elbow me and says, you're not afraid to say anything. Would you please get up and say something about a particular item? And I will, so they kind of know who I am.
GE Slate.
GE Slate, it's not just a color, it's a finish. No fingerprints.
We're talking none whatsoever?
None whatsoever. And it goes with so many other color choices. We sold probably 1,500 pieces of GE in slate. Now they're available in wall ovens, cooktops, counter-depth refrigerator. Sold a counter-depth refrigerator about 10 minutes before I got here. And all different types. People who used to have almond are now going to slate. And we also have KitchenAid in black stainless, too, that is fingerprint proof. Because a lot of people hate stainless because all the kids' fingerprints are all over the product and they don't like it.
Including
that.
Big kids.
Yeah, big kids,
like
your
me.
Size, yeah.
that happens once in a while, you
yes,
know?
Yes, it
yeah,
does.
Yeah, yeah. And what else have you got there, Ed?
Well, wordsings.com. I mean, we have a huge website in the internet. We have lots of people from this whole area that go to wordsings.com, and there's over 2,000 appliances, beds, TVs, all types of products that we have, and most of them have prices on there. We have Speed Queen, the best washer and dryer in the country right now, built in Ripon, Wisconsin by Americans. 85% of laundromats use Speed Queen washers. If you're on a farm, they work. Yeah. Cows, horses, pigs, it gets the clothes clean. A lot of people complain about that.
And again, you've done your research here, Ed. This is not you're not buying doing Speed Queen simply because it's a name that's recognizable. You've done your research.
We know
these
what,
appliances last.
And they have like a 5-year warranty. You don't have to buy an extended warranty on all parts and labor, and 15 years on the transmission of the washer. Unheard of in our industry. Also, we have the same price in a lot of cases as the box stores, and we service all this product. It's not 1-800-GOD-HELP-YOU. You call 324-3975, and you're going to get an answer. Not push button 1 for English, push button 2 for Spanish. A real answer, and that's what we're here for, to take care of the customers.
Ed, let's go back, do a little history lesson here. Let's talk about the beginning.
My mom and dad started the business back in, I think it was 1959, with Gene Marcos. And Gene lives in Hillsboro. I'm not going to say his age, but he is well preserved. And it was called Wernsing Marcos. And then I went to school at the University of Illinois in engineering. I tried working at Fiat Alice in engineering campus up there. I couldn't sit behind a drafting board. I had to talk. So, Mom
imagine
and Dad,
that.
Gene wanted to sell his part of the business, so I came back with my mom and dad and bought his part of the business out. And Gene and I are still good friends to this day. And Mom and Dad, of course, has passed on to heaven. But now we have Douglas, who's the third generation, and his wife Michelle and our two grandsons.
Isn't it amazing how technology has changed our lives and made our lives so much easier?
Unbelievable how it's changed.
The old days where, you know, you had tubes to worry about and TVs and
right.
You had, heavy appliances that you couldn't hardly move without, 10 guys. The technology revolution has just made our lives so much easier.
And my dad says, someday, son, they're going to have TVs you can hang on the wall. And we thought, oh, okay, Dad. Boy, was he right. Just amazing.
Yeah.
And again, appliances that we have today that weren't invented. Trash compactors for your kitchen. That's ecologically correct. The microwave prices have fallen. Just unbelievable, the appliance industry itself, how it has changed in this world. And electronics is a whole different thing.
And you're still being educated about all this stuff. I mean, you told me before we went on with this interview that you continue to get to take continuing education to stay up with this.
Continuous education courses, and I read at least 2 hours a day. I'm a voracious reader to find out what's going on in our industry. And it keeps your mind very active. I asked Dr. Eplin, should I retire? He says, no. He says, don't go home. He says, stay out there and work with the public and enjoy yourself until Doug kicks you out.
One other aspect of Wernsing's I want to talk about, and you won't talk about it, but I'm going to bring it up, is not only do you have a business that takes care of the needs of people around here, but you also take care of the community, Ed, with your charitable
Yes, we believe in that. Montgomery County Cancer Association. We just got through with Macoupin County 4-H. We do things with different dinners and things that we have in this area. I happen to be the chairman of the Planning Commission in Litchfield to try to make things grow in our area. My wife does Meals on Wheels since she's retired from a 42-year career at St. Francis. And she does lots of other things in the community, too. We help people through our church. It's fun. Mom and Dad always says, you're blessed, give back, pay it forward. And there's more people out there, and you know who you are, you can pay it forward too. So help us all in our community.
I love it when I go out to broadcast a ball game someplace or, you know, whatever particular event, and people will come up to me and will say, hey, what's Big Ed up to today? And I'm going, well, man, I don't know. It's not my day to keep track of him. But, you know, I'm pretty sure he's busy.
Well, I do follow my Blues a lot.
Oh, yes. Are the Blues set for the playoffs, Ed?
Oh, we hope so. They fired the coach, Ken Hitchcock, and they won 6 in a row with Mike Yao. And we're going to see what happens from now to the playoffs. They're going to be in the playoffs. But it's just so difficult in the NHL.
There are just so many obstacles to overcome. You've got to stay healthy. And that's been kind of the bugaboo with the Blues here in recent years.
And that's what other ball players, baseball players, mm-hmm. football players said. The hockey players are the most conditioned athletes out there. As our daughter used to say before she passed into heaven, she says, Dad, a pitcher could hurt his pinkies on the 15-day disabled list. A hockey player gets a cut over his eye. He goes in, gets sewn up by the doctor, and he's back out on the ice the same period.
Big Ed, it's a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Always good to come in. You need to come in and visit us more often.
Well,
all right?
Terry, I have a lot of fun with you, and the good Lord's been good to you, and we really appreciate what he's done. We want you here a long time, buddy.
Buddy, I am planning to be here a long time, and I want you to be there a long time as well.
I will.
Big Ed Wernsing from Wernsing's Appliances, Video, and Sleep Center in beautiful downtown Litchfield. Thanks, Big Ed.
Thank you very much, Terry.